This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From baseball's top personalities.
The Hall of Famer, one of the great TV broadcasters, Bob Costas, is here on A's Cast Live.
To the A's legendary players.
Five-time Major League Baseball home run champ, Mark McGwire, is with us here.
You never know what stories you're going to hear.
We used to come out here to lunch and run with our shirts off.
You would say.
This is A's Unfiltered with Chris Townsend.
Welcome to another edition of A's Unfiltered with Chris Townsend, spring training edition. We'll talk to one of the greatest leader of men, AAA manager Fran Reardon from the Las Vegas Aviators, vice president of sales and business operations for the Athletics, Steve Finelli, who's been doing this for a long, long time. He's a great A. And then Joe Pun. You want to know why HoHo Camp Park is so fantastic for spring training? He is the director of spring training business operations. But first, we'll start with Fran Reardon. Well, it's great to have you again. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be back in Arizona. My favorite time of the year, spring training in Phoenix, and just having a blast. Starting to warm up a little bit. And
yes.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good time of year.
It's almost like you brought your Buffalo Bills weather with you for the first couple of days here.
A lot of people accuse me of that. You know, every time I see someone who I haven't seen, like, you bring that crummy Buffalo weather with you? I didn't try to. I tried to leave it.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice when it warms up. It's easier for the players because when you do get high winds and it gets cold, there's only so many things you guys can do, because I know, like, right now there's a ton of teaching going on with these players before you actually get into the games.
There is. It's a great time to reinforce fundamentals, to introduce the new players from different organizations to the Oakland Athletics way and how we do things here. And sometimes it's difficult in the mornings when it's, you know, 35, 40 degrees and people are sitting around listening to a coach explain something that's going on the field, but it's always like this early in spring training here, and then it starts to warm up a week or two into it, and it turns into just beautiful weather all the time. But guys are really doing a good job of focusing and getting in their work early.
I'm real curious, because I asked Mark Kotze this a little bit ago, and obviously you run a lot of the things down here. How different is this year? No lockout, not talking about COVID anymore. How different is this year from what we saw last year? So many changes and kind of like a lot of chaos last year.
Well, it's different in the fact that it's normal. You know, we haven't really had a normal spring training since 2019 with all the different things that have come up in the last few years. So it feels good to get back to that normalcy, that full spring training schedule, not having to worry about the CBA or not having to worry about COVID testing. And it just feels good. It feels natural. And I think the biggest thing, it feels normal.
Yeah, it's wonderful, right?
It's
like wonderful being back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Now, there's a lot of competition going on here at camp. And I know that from the outside, a lot of people have said, the A's are not going to have anything. It's like, there's a lot more talent here than you think. And whoever doesn't make the big league club, I think you have to be excited. You're going to be getting a lot of talent down there in Las Vegas.
I think so. I'm still getting to know a lot of the new players, just getting to know their names, let alone their abilities and what they can do on the field and their individual talents. But, yeah, it's going to be a situation, and in my opinion, just from the first look, that we will have more depth in the organization. We will have more talent on the Major League roster, and I think that'll trickle down to the AAA roster as well. And that's exciting. You know, I think that you have to give the front office credit that there is more depth and there is more talent, and obviously time will tell how we're going to be on both the Major League level and the AAA level, but it's an exciting time.
So something that people probably don't think about is last year the A's used a record 64 players. Well, then that means that there's a lot of guys coming up and down from AAA. People don't think about that, but that affects you guys dramatically with all the different faces.
Yeah, it does, and that's part of the gig. And last year was more severe, more significant as far as player moves, guys going up and down, and guys getting opportunities, which to me is the most important thing from my job's perspective, is to hopefully get guys ready to come up and be productive major leaguers. And it definitely affects our roster, but it's part of the process, and it's why they have a AAA team to be a depth and a feeder system for the major league team. And hopefully that'll continue to happen at a not such a high rate this year, but it will definitely happen. And we just make the adjustments as you go along.
We tell our fans all the time, make the trip down to Vegas, go see the Aviators. I mean, Vegas is Vegas, but then you throw the Aviators in there. The ballpark is absolutely beautiful. The experience, you guys are always really good. The ballpark is great. I mean, it's a fun time. People from the Bay Area, take a little vacation, come down and see the Aviators play.
Yeah, it's a short flight. It's a beautiful drive, and it's a great place to go. You think of Vegas, and you think of, it's just the Strip, and the stadium's not even – it's close to the Strip, but it's a 20-minute drive, and it's a beautiful area, and there's the Red Rock Canyons there, and there's great golf, and there's great restaurants, and the stadium is an absolute pearl, right there in the middle of Summerlin. And it's, like you said, it's a great experience. The front office does a fantastic job of creating that experience. And, if you haven't been there, it's definitely worth the trip.
All right, we got to end on this because I know you got to get over to Fitch. I work with a Jets fan, and the Jet fan now, for some reason, really doesn't like the Buffalo Bills Mafia. And I'm like, well, the Jets haven't won anything in a long time, and they're trying to discount that you guys have been in the playoffs the past couple of years. But I said, well, they're building something. The Bills are building something. And I expect the Bills to continue to build to where the Jets, I just keep seeing building failure. What do you have to say to a colleague of mine who's a Jets fan, who's a Bills hater, and really has no right to be?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him, because the Jets not only are they building almost a tradition of failure, they're building on a record of how many head coaches and offensive coordinators they can have in a five-year period. And I think they're trying to trample that record. They're doing a great job. So, we'll see what happens next year. But the Bills keep making the playoffs. They haven't got past that final hump yet.
Yeah.
But I think we're in a little bit better situation than the New York Jets.
Yeah, I mean, they're building a loser, basically, and I don't know why they're looking at anybody else, judging anybody else. I was down at the AT&T, saw your quarterback playing. Allen's a big kid, and, man, special.
Yeah.
When you walk next to him, so I'm walking next to him at Pebble Beach, and I'm thinking, the size, like you see him on TV, but the size of him to move the way he does at that size as a quarterback is amazing.
It's incredible. That's why he's so fun to watch. I mean, he's 6'5", 255, and he runs like a fast tight end.
He almost looks like a big outside linebacker.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. And just that makes his athleticism and what he can do on the football field that much more exciting. And it's pretty fun time to be a Bills fan with him at the quarterback.
Well, we appreciate the time. We're going to be calling you during the season. We got to check in on the Aviators. It's always fun. So we thank you so much for coming out here. I know you got to get over to practice, but we will be calling here in just a little bit.
I will always answer.
Well, it's a special treat, and one of the reasons why is when you talk about the people that have been around the Oakland Athletics for a long time, who've put their blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of their life into our organization. Steve Finelli, who is now the VP of Sales and Business Operations. I remember you when you were, head of tickets at the time?
Ticket operations started in end of 1997, so been here for... Last year was my 25th year in baseball. I was here at the A's for 22 of the 25, so the good years.
The one thing that we like to do here on A's Cast is to talk about the people who work inside the organizations, because so many times we highlight the players. Obviously, we're a baseball team. We're in the entertainment business. We got to talk about the players. But we don't talk enough about the people that work inside our organization, especially the people that have been in this organization for a long time, who've been your colleagues for a long time, because this organization has meant so much to you, your wife, your family, your kids. I mean, you've been in this thing a long time.
I've been working here longer than I've been married, and I now have kids in college. So our whole lives have revolved around being at the ballpark. It's you know, when you think about it, you know, we've been at the Coliseum consistently through that time. Yeah. I left for a short period of time and went across the bay to work for the Giants, but I always had that pull to come back. And to me, it's just a special place. It's a special group of people. The athletics organization, like, you know, sometimes it's hard to see how it really ticks on the inside. But we're a group of people that always fight, battle, and we're great friends. It's family. It's my family. It's essentially my family. And it's hard to replace that or replicate that. I've been so fortunate to be able to come to work at a ballpark and work with the people that we've worked with and the group that we have. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it's a labor of love, too. You know, I started as a kid. And working in the ticket office as a 23-year-old, you know, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work, and it's a lot of hours. But, you know, you feel very fortunate every moment you're there to be at a major league ballpark and contributing to the greater good of something that means a lot to a lot of people, and it's really special to be part of.
I know it's always crazy when you say your kids are in college. I remember when they were little kids.
Running around down here in Arizona.
I remember when your kids were young. They're now in college.
Riding the go-karts around Phoenix Muni. And, oh, man, it's good times, great memories. And they love being down here this time of year. Down in Arizona to kick things off, get things started, it's super special. And it's just like you wait for that moment that, you know, baseball starts. The first pitch tomorrow is going to be 26th year for me. You know, I'm going to step aside and just really take it in and appreciate where we're at and what we have to look forward to as an organization too. It's good stuff.
Now, before we get into stuff going on with the A's for 2023, you're in charge of also down here in Arizona, and you're in charge of Ho Ho Cam and everything going on. Just for you as right now, to let everybody know, when they listen to this, spring training games are already going on, but we're taping this before the actual first game tomorrow. So you're going to hear working on the stadium and everything. This part of it, how much do you love? Getting the stadium ready, getting ready for spring training, and then once the game starts, because it's a lot of fun being down here and our fans love it, and you're in charge of it.
Game is 24 hours away, and these guys are out here screwing in cup holders and seats, getting this place ready. We have a great relationship with the city of Mesa and our team on site down here. Joe Punn oversees the building as the general manager down here, makes sure that the fan experience and the building are dialed in from first pitch. And it's a beautiful building. I mean, we're going on now 9 years here, and after being at Phoenix Muni, and we made this our home. And fans, as they come down here, they're going to get a good experience. They're going to get fun baseball, but also they're going to have great food selection. They're going to have good interaction with the berm and the party spaces we have, and it's a great experience down here. You have a chance to get close to the players. It's something that, you know, people look forward to, and I'll look forward to first pitch tomorrow for sure.
And I've noticed out in right field on the berm, you've got a new, it's called the bullpen. I haven't been out there yet, but it's like a party deck that you've added this year.
Yeah, party deck is cool. Coming from Phoenix Muni, one of the things we didn't have was a berm. And the traditional spring training experience, you want to roll a towel out onto the grass, grab a couple of drinks, enjoy the day, have the kids play catch. It's part of spring, being at spring training. So moving into this building gave us the berm. And now, you know, we looked at in 2021 when we had to do pod seating and separate people into little groups that sitting out on the berm that, you know, there could be something there. Let's create a space then to where we step up just the grass experience and the berm experience and create more of a premium experience out there. And that bullpen, we're looking forward to hosting people in. And it just elevates the berm grass experience. You have your lounge chairs, your umbrellas, your get a little food and beverage in there. It's going to be a fun spot for fans to come out and just enjoy the berm in kind of a enhanced way.
So people, you know, you think about spring training where you come out, you watch games, and all of a sudden the season starts. But this building doesn't close down. It's year-round. So how much are you thinking about this and all the different other events that go on here at Ho Ho Cam throughout the year?
There's fall ball here. The city takes the building back over in the off-season. They maintain it. They run some smaller events through here. But if you look around this place, it's an A's-branded building. This is, first and foremost, the home of the Oakland A's for spring training. And We maintain it year-round to ensure that when fans do show up in end of February, early March, they feel like they're home, and there's consistency, and the experience is good. And so, yeah, the city of Mesa does a great job with this building. We put some renovation dollars into it 9 years ago to get us over here, and it was the old Cubs facility prior to them moving to Sloan. But you'd never know it when you walk into this building now. It is a – and it's nice to have a building branded A's. It's, from the exterior colors and the logos all over the place and the great photos that we have of some of our historic players, it's awesome.
You know, for me, you know, as someone who takes a lot of negative phone calls after games, and there's a lot of stuff said about us and there's stuff that's said about the Coliseum – I wish all fans could come down here and to see how beautiful our digs are down here. Whether you talk about Fitch, and I think that facility, our practice facility, is second to none. The workout center, all the fields, it's absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely.
I wish everybody could see that. It's state of the art. And then see this stadium. Because when you walked into Phoenix Muni, you're at Phoenix Municipal Stadium. You walk into this stadium, it's the Oakland A's spring training home. It's beautiful. We're on the field right now. The field's beautiful. The background's beautiful. It truly is our building. Everything's A's everywhere. And I know not everybody can come down to spring training. It just doesn't work that way. But we should be very proud, and you should be very proud of what we have down here, because, like I said, we take a lot of heat for stuff that happens back in the Bay Area, and we don't get enough love and praise for what happens down here.
No, we take a lot of pride in this experience down here, and we're always trying to look to elevate it and make sure that we're improving each year to make sure that when fans come down, they have still that traditional experience, but we're finding new things like we did with the bullpen on the berm to just add new elements to the overall stadium. So, yeah, we love it down here. It's a lot of work, and the team that we have, one of the great things we do down here actually is we work with Grand Canyon University, ASU. It's a good starting ground for students in the sports management program to come in and see how a building runs or a ball game is put on. So then they add that to their resume, and we can pull them into the full-time world, hopefully at some point in Oakland, or they go elsewhere when they graduate. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening here that are – you know, giving chance to not only the students, but the community and our fans that travel from out of state, from California, to come down here. It's great.
Now, I remember actually when in Japan in 2019 with Dave Rinetti trying to orchestrate the changes that were happening at the Coliseum from Japan. It was hilarious trying to watch. I mean, he's on the other side of the world trying to manage all these different things that we were doing at the Coliseum. And obviously, anybody who goes to an A's game now, they see the upgrades that the A's have put into the Coliseum to make it a better experience. Then COVID hits. Kind of changes everything. No fans in 2020. Then we come out, we have to be separated and everything. What, from a business standpoint with the Coliseum, have we kind of learned and changed since coming out of COVID and we've gotten back to being, you know, a regular organization, having as many fans as we possibly can have?
Yeah, look, the experience at the Coliseum, when you're there to watch a ball game, you know, just the atmosphere, the diehard fans that are there, it's second to none as far as I'm concerned. But then we enhance the building with new premium areas, the lounge seats, the four top tables behind the home dugout. The treehouse, I think, is a great place for people to watch the game. Poor Rinetti, he's not able to come down here for spring training. He's up there working 24 hours a day to make sure that building's ready for opening day.
Need power, baby.
He is just pulling through right now. It's his tough time of year. But when we do open the doors on opening day, it's amazing to see how things come together. We just hosted, or we didn't host, but the building hosted motocross this past weekend. So poor Woody's got dirt that's been sitting on that field for weeks that he's got to figure out now. Now we got to get this thing ready for Major League Baseball on opening night. So the work that goes into that, I love this experience here. It's on a very small scale compared to what those guys are trying to do at the Coliseum to get that building ready. But when the doors open there and having just the type of areas like the Treehouse or Shibe Park Tavern or areas where fans can meet up and talk about the offseason and get ready for A's baseball, it's a good experience as well.
So with the stuff going on for opening day, what are you excited about? Any ticket promotions, what excites you opening day for A's fans?
Well, right out of the gate, it looks like we're going to have Ohtani on the mound on opening night, which, I mean, it's always great for the atmosphere in the ballpark. It takes it up a level. One of the greatest players on the planet will be on the mound against our team. And honestly, you know, we are, and just being down here, the optimism of you're talking to all these guys. It looks like it feels like things are moving in a good direction, and the optimism and the, I don't know if it's Kotze's leadership or what's driving these guys, but, you know, I'm excited to see that team get on the field and start competing again. And I've seen this multiple times through the course of my career with the A's, been doing this since the late 90s, where you start to see that wave where things start to peak up and you start to acquire talent. And ultimately, that's what fans get excited about. That's what I personally get excited about. And to see those next stories try to emerge from the current roster, I think that's the starting point. And then you get out to the ballpark and we're going to do some great value nights. We got the Friday packs with four tickets and parking starting at $39, and we got a number of other great offers. We got phenomenal promotions this year. Catherine and her team put together, you know, it just feels back like we're back to normal. We got the bobbleheads, we got drone shows, we got fireworks nights. And look, fireworks night on the field or watching a drone show from the field is an experience you can't get anywhere else in Major League Sports. It's just something that is, it's a traditional experience, but also I think generations now of fans have gone through like sitting on a blanket and watching what I think is the best fireworks show in sports after the game multiple times a year. So we got a lot of that stuff to look forward to. And it's going to be nice to just get back to baseball, the nightly routine of watching the A's, coming out to the ballpark 7, 8, 9 days in a row. It's like now that my kids are away at college, I don't have to worry about scooting out of there at night games. I'm there for the long haul. So the 10-day homestands, I love them.
OaklandAthletics.com/tickets. You can see all the ticket specials. You can see the promotions. Traveling with the A's, I've been at other ballparks when they have their firework nights, and their fans aren't going onto the field. They're sitting in their seats, and I just expect, you know, you start thinking, everybody does this, right? No. The A's are like one of the only teams that allows the fans to come down on the grass and let the fireworks go off right above them. Everybody else says, stay in your seat, don't touch the field. It's one of the coolest things we do. Plus, I always love Sundays and the kids running the bases.
Running bases are great. I don't do it myself anymore, but it's still a fun experience out there. The kids love it, and it's part of who we are. We've done it for forever, and Renetti and the rest of the team, Sunday's usually the end of a homestand, and it's a long homestand, but make sure that every last kid runs the bases and gets a chance to slide into home. It's fun.
And I know for us, I still love the Coliseum. It's old school. Most places you can't tailgate. It still gives you the opportunity to tailgate. That doesn't happen with most stadiums around Major League Baseball. So, yes, we need a new ballpark, but let's enjoy the old charm while we still have it.
It's a good time. It's still a good time. You come out to the ballpark. And, look, Championship Plaza, another thing I forgot to mention. It's like the food trucks, and I think we're going to do concert series out there. And, the team's doing what we can to make the experience as fun as it could possibly be, and that's all you can ask for. There's a group of people that worked here that work 12 months out of the year trying to do the best we possibly can to make that game day experience memorable for fans, and that's where we're at. And I think we have enough things out there when you come, if it's a Friday night or a Saturday, to see a pregame concert or promotion, that it should be a good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, we should do this a couple times a year and just let everybody know what's going on from the business side with the Oakland Athletics. But I've known you for a long time. You do an outstanding job, and you're a big part of not only what we do now, but you're a huge part of where we are going and where we need to go. So we want to have you on AceCast.
Love it.
We
want to
hear
it, Townie.
From you.
Love it. No, I appreciate being on. This was super fun.
Well, you are the best, and let's do this again soon. And tomorrow, we're going to be gone, but tomorrow – sit back, take a deep breath, and just enjoy some baseball and the work that you guys do down here, because the facility, the atmosphere is second to none.
Love it. Thank you. Appreciate that. It means a ton.
The VP of your Oakland Athletics, Steve Finelli, right here on A's Cast. Well, now joining us on A's Cast Live, when you go to spring training, this is the guy that's controlling everything. He is the director of spring training business operations for the Oakland Athletics, and Ho-Ho Cam is his part. Joe Punn joins us here on A's Cast Live. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys. It truly is an honor and a privilege. It's great.
Well, I just think about, you know, when people come down to spring training, everybody talks about what a great time. It's the best. We love this. We love that. You know, they're coming down to your baby. This is what you do. This is your time of year. What is this season like? It's spring training. Games are going on when we're recording this. The Athletics today are going to be taking on Columbia, the Colombian team from the WBC. Just talk about this time of year for you.
You know what? Spring training is great. You know, I think it's a chance for obviously a reset for everybody. Everybody's in first place. Everybody's excited about what this season looks like. But more importantly, I think even regardless of if they're A's fans or if they're fans of the visiting team, it's a chance for them to kind of get out of the cold. I know it might be a little bit rainy in the Bay Area today.
Oh, yeah.
Come down to Arizona. Yeah, you know what I mean? So we've got some sunshine out here today, thankfully, and, you know, a little bit warmer. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, coming to this stadium, this is our ninth year. They hired me really right after we closed down Phoenix Muni and trying to figure out what this place is going to look like. And it's become, like, for lack of a better term, like an oasis for A's fans. You know, it's green and gold. It's kind of just, it's our stadium. Like, it's a great place to be. And we try to make sure that obviously the games don't count. But at the end of the day, it's just experience. We want to make sure that they have a great time here. Whether they're an A's fan or a fan of the visiting team, it doesn't matter. Once you walk through those gates, like, you're family to us. And, you know, that's kind of my job for the next, remainder of this month and for 3 months leading into this. So,
yeah, one thing, you know, really want to let A's fans know that when they come down to this ballpark, you know, Phoenix Muni was not like this. Phoenix Municipal, so many different people played there. And I know there's a lot of different games that are played at Ho-Ho Cam, and we'll talk about that. But when you come to this ballpark in Mesa, Arizona, from the moment you show up, you walk around, it is truly our. It is the Oakland A's training facility. It's our spring training ballpark. Everywhere you look, it screams Oakland A's. It's something I think we're all very proud of.
Yeah, I mean, it is really great to have a place to call home, especially out here in Mesa. Like, the city of Mesa has been great to us. We have two teams here. It's us and the Cubs. This used to be the Cubs' old stadium. There's a lot of history here. But for us to kind of move in and make it our own and kind of put our little spin on it, make sure that, you know, our brand of baseball and, you know, how we're having experiences for the fans, whether they want to watch the game or they just want to come out and have a good time, like, that's my job. And I think we've done a pretty good job at it. You know, it's great to see familiar faces from Oakland come down here. Like, we had right field Will the other day. We had a bunch of other season ticket holders that are season ticket holders in both locations. It's great to see them come down and then experience what we've got. We try to do things a little bit differently. Our brand of spring training is more traditional, old school type of spring training, like up close and personal. Smaller stadium, you know, we've got a lot of charm that goes in here. And we try to make sure that, you know, from the second that they drive on the property, whether it's our parking attendants or the guys at the gates, our security guards, like, they've all been here for the last 9 years with me. Like, that's another great thing about Ho-Ho Cam is that our staff, if you come and watch a game here, like in 2015, if you watched a game here yesterday, generally speaking, it's going to be the same people. And we've been really lucky about that, to have them come back year in and year out, and then just build relationships with our fans. So it's been great.
It really goes hand in hand with the Oakland A's brand, because the Oakland A's brand has always been a family atmosphere. You have people, you know, we just had Steve Vucinic and Keith Lippman retire. Both guys have been here 52 and 54 years. There's so many employees that have been here for 40 years, 30 years. I try to explain it to people, you know, especially in business operations and also in the baseball operations, it's like a family business. If you look at, you know, how long David Forrest, our general manager, has been here, Billy Bean, who's still here, and everybody under them, that's something special. And I love what you say, like, if I come here this year and I was there 5 years ago, or I'm here or I come 5 years from now, I'm going to see the same faces. It's that family atmosphere that you guys have created that Oakland has had for years. You have it there in Mesa.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's a testament to kind of like how we do things. I think organizationally, like you said, it's very family oriented. You know, we're all in this together. Granted, a lot of our staff here really aren't actually technically employees of the A's. They're third party vendors, but they come back year in and year out because they love our fans. They love the people that come to the ballpark. They build relationships. You know, when you go up to gate C and you see a familiar face there, you see Matt or Chuck scanning your tickets. It's like, man, I haven't seen you in, you know, 11 months. How you been? It's great to see you again. And then even our concession stands and our staff in-house, like, you know, it's our primary job, I think, is really, like I said, the games, they're more exhibition. They're more to get work in, the more to see like, hey, what's going to happen this year in Oakland. But when you're down here, it's just more of like, hey, we want to make a good experience. We want to make it so that even if you're not a fan of baseball, like there's something for you to do. There's something for you to enjoy. And nothing is better than being greeted with like a smile and a handshake and just walking them into the ballpark. I think that's kind of what we hang our hat on. So,
you know, when we were last there, I picked up the magazine that they have at the airport for you, and it talks about every single team. And actually, I learned some stuff. I did not realize that HoHoCam opened up in 1977, and the A's were the first team to play at this ballpark. So I know for years when I went there, it was, as you said earlier, it was the Chicago Cubs. But talk about really our true history was opening up this ballpark. Where was everybody in 1977? Maybe a lot of people watching this or listening to this weren't alive, but I was a long time ago. But this has been the A's home before.
It has, yeah. You know, our history really starts in Mesa. Prior to HoHoCam 1 being built, we were actually at Rendezvous Park. And this is, you know, obviously really old school type of spring training, like what mostly looks like our practice fields today. We started spring training back then, even a little bit earlier in the 70s. And then HoHoCam Park 1, which is actually not this stadium, but very close to this, we were still there and we opened it. And then from that point on, I'd have to go back and check the numbers and the dates, but the Cubs moved in shortly after that. And they built this stadium, which is called HoHoCam 2, I believe in the mid to late 90s. And so this stadium has been around for roughly 30 years or so. We've obviously been here for the last 9. But the A's in the city of Mesa, the history goes back, you know, pretty extensively. And some of the people that we work with, obviously with city council and things like that, but even our nonprofit group that does all of our ushers and parking, the Mesa HoHoCams, they were the ones originally to bring spring training to the city when we were first here. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for us. And, you know, we do love being here, and it's been a great fit.
Let's talk about all the new things that are going on. I wasn't able to get out there, but you now have on the berms, and that's one of the great things about spring training. A lot of the ballparks have the berms, or you can put the towel out and get a tan and enjoy yourself. It's the sun. But you've got now like a right field deck out there on top of the berm. Let's talk about some of the new things fans can enjoy.
You know what? We're always trying to, you know, think of new concepts that maybe have not been seen before in baseball. Like you said, the berm is like a great addition for spring training, just across the board, having that grass sit down like a picnic. Well, we thought about like, how do we make that a little bit more upscale, a little bit more, you know, shaded and private. So myself and Steve Finelli, the great Steve Finelli, we were looking at this and like, what if we did some type of deck out there that's not necessarily like a hospitality area per se? It's not a party deck. It's just a place that, hey, I want to go catch the game out in right field, get some rays, but also have like a nice patio furniture with some shade and maybe some lawn seats and patio games. So right after the Super Bowl, we started building this thing, and we named it aptly the bullpen. And so in right field, we actually have a double stack bullpen for the stadium. Yeah. So we have ourselves and then the visiting team. And then right behind that, we have the new bullpen for our fans to kind of enjoy a game out there. It's been great. We've got big Connect Four. We've got, you know, a lot of patio games. Like I said, nice cushioned seats. lawn chairs, shade. And what we're trying to do is, you know, just give a little bit of a different experience. You don't see that a lot at some of the other ballparks, and testing it out. Honestly, it's just like spring training for this season. We're testing it, trying to figure out how's this going to work, but it's been great. People love it. And I like to say, you know, we encourage people to go out there and warm up in the bullpen on a nice sunny day during spring training. It's been great.
And one thing that we love as A's fans, we love good food, and we love some food trucks. And I think that option has been great. You got food trucks down the left field line. When did you guys finally decide? Was it what was happening in Oakland? Or what would the decision, food trucks, and let's have the best food options possible for the fans? When did you guys decide that?
Yeah, actually, year one, we started bringing in food trucks. We wanted to mix it up a little bit. I mean, obviously, you come to a baseball game, you want to have a hot dog, you want to have a hamburger, you want to get, you know, peanuts and Cracker Jacks and things like that. That's a staple. Absolutely, we'll have that. But we also wanted to have just a couple of different options, a little bit more crafty type of food. Honestly, the first food truck that we started working with was actually the last year at Muni, and it's a staple here at the ballpark, and it's Mustache Pretzels. So it's just a more premium pretzel that's shaped like a mustache. It looks like Raleigh fingers, perfect for our team. It comes with two little toothpicks on it. People take photos with it all the time. In addition to that, we've got Mexican food. We've got wood-fired pizza that they will cook right there on site for you. They don't make it until you order it. We've got the Corn Dog Company. You know, craft coffee with Luana's, just really high-end coffee drinks, like things that aren't necessarily traditional baseball food, but just bring some life to the ballpark. And I'll tell you, the first thing that people get once they walk through the gates every year, if they haven't been here, is they go straight to that Mustache Pretzels truck and get that pretzel. It's awesome.
I love it. It is the best. It's such a great experience, and I'm glad that everything's getting back to normal and A's fans can get down there and enjoy spring training, because, yes, you're right, it is raining again here today. It's like they're going to change our name to the Seattle A's. It rains every single day, but I can't wait to get back down there. I'll be back down this weekend. Joe, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I mean, you're really busy. You got a big game today with a WBC team going to be there. I know your whole staff is meeting as we speak, but taking the time, we truly appreciate it. You do an outstanding job. You and your staff are second to none. Thank you so much, and we'll see you this weekend.
Hey, thanks again for having me, you guys. Appreciate it. And yeah, and you haven't been down, please come visit us. We got a couple more weeks left. Love to see you. Go A's.
Well, we'd like to thank Fran Reardon, Vice President of the Athletics, Steve Finelli, and Director of Spring Training Business Operations, Joe Pun, for stopping by A's Cast Live. And thank you for listening to A's Unfiltered. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.